This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Dylan Ring. A Cal Poly professor and his research team were given a grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture for almost $500,000 this week to study solutions to food waste. Cal Poly Economics Department Chair Steve Hamilton says his research team aims to reduce food waste not only at the consumer level, but at every step of the process, from farmers to retailers and to consumers. Hamilton says that the goal of his team is to prevent food from ending up in landfills.
Nearly a third of all food created in the U.S. ends up in a landfill. And so the food waste problem is very multidimensional. It happens at all levels of from the production side all the way to the consumer side.
Hamilton says the team will be looking at different ways to configure the food market by incorporating secondary markets. This means connecting retailers with food banks, locally grown retailers, and restaurants to prevent food going to waste.
One possibility would be to take retailers that periodically have excess inventory and have them predict that quicker, that they can actually move this to a secondary market. It could be at a food bank. It could be at a restaurant.
Hamilton says it's common for retailers and consumers to buy in excess, which can lead to food being thrown away if it goes bad.
It's so cheap. The easiest thing to do is just buy more than you need, because it's always worse to run out and want something and not have it. And so consumers do the same thing that retailers do, and that's they buy too much of it and some of it goes to waste.
Besides buying in excess, food is wasted due to mislabeling, seasonal surpluses, and spoilage. Hamilton says the team is going to look into ways that retailers can predict the amount of food they will need more accurately before buying. Hamilton calls this predictive management. The team is made up of faculty and students from Cal Poly, Arizona State University, and Cornell University. The project is scheduled to start this summer and runs for 2 years. Reporting from San Luis Obispo, I'm Dylan Ring, KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio.